Okay.
Piggybacking.
What I wanted to today, first of all, the first two pieces is just very nice pieces from the Satmar Rebbe, two different ideas. But then I want to concentrate on the words of Lista Matem and Rashi and show you a very interesting notion of history that we'll find in the Maral and in the Tziv in the Zagara. And that will have us explore a different idea. The first piece is by the Satmar Rebbe, and he's discussing the fact that the last Rashi in the Torah, it basically connects to the first Rashi in the Torah in the sense that the Torah begins in the Chesed, ends in the Chesed, l'not sofa Torah l'tzchila, to attach the end of the Torah to the beginning of the Torah. ולכל היד החזקה, לכל המורה הגדל, אשר עשה משה לעיני כל ישראל, בראשית ברא. הנה הרבה פירושים נאמרו בדברי חז"ל, בדברי המפרשים הראשונים, the many explanations, ואחרון בכוונת הפסוק, היד החזקה והמורה הגדל, ולשון המורה הגדל, צורך באר. What is that? ואפשר לומר על פי מה שכתב רש"י ז"ל, ולכל המורה הגדל זו, Shviras haluchos, the breaking of the luchos. V'sha amalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yishar koch hacha sheshibarta. Shkoyach, that you broke the luchos. V'amru chachomei sazal, Shehoitza kavanas Moshe Rabbeinu, B'shvirasam b'shvil sheyidunik p'nuya. Right? Famous. What was the rationale? That B'nai Yisrael, after the chayt of the Egel, should only be judged as a penuya, single. V'niskashim mefarshim, my nafim, what's the difference? B'meshin adok penuya, ayidei shviras haluchos. What's the difference? Why is it better to be not married? Halo af elu hoyi nisbatel, oz kol inyin kabbalah satara, so sof al ze avodah zorah, him mimitzvahs b'nei noach. What's the difference? They were still in the level of B'nai Noach, and they would have been Chayiv Misa, because they were over Avodah Zarah anyway. V'gam B'nai Noach Nereg Al Zeh. Av Shelo Kibbal HaTorah Me'olam. Even though they didn't, weren't Mekabel the Torah of the Umas HaOlam, they're still Chayiv in Avodah Zarah. V'haflo Kosov Al Pi, Masha Kosov HaRishonim, Zaha'ega Lo Hayu Avodah Zarah Mamish, Elo Ke'en Shito Sheshitfu Oso La'alokus. They were rejecting God. They had an incorrect notion of God. And they were adding to God, and they were taking the ego. This is our God, this is a God. Like what most people do.
That's the accepted.
Yeah, most people don't. People don't accept it as a real about
that's
Zara.
The accepted conclusion
for a non-Jew. That's what he's going
to
talk about, yeah.
That's the accepted conclusion, like, they were adding to God.
Right, they weren't rejecting that, they're saying that there was no God. They knew about God, and then they were adding another God. That's all.
No big deal.
Yeah, you do something new every Sunday.
That's why you come here.
Well, once you're adding another God, you're not believing in a single God.
So that, exactly. Well, that's what Christianity is. Right? They have, it's a trinity. I know they try to show... St. Aquinas tries to show that it's really one God, per se, however he does that, but it's like three different gods.
Isn't Zoroastrianism believes in two gods? So that would be closer to this.
Right. Yeah, two is better than three. V'yesh daya d'b'nei Noach eina metzuva al ha-shituf. Next line. Ulefi ze yesh nafki min atuva b'shviras halukos in migdunim ha-yudei ze k'benuya. So it would be better. So they're not considered Makudish anymore. Shuv dinam ke b'nei Noach. So now they're back considered like b'nei Noach. She'enam mitzuvim al ha-shitav. That's Tosus ha-shitav, by the way. V'yaldaz ze bir b'noa melimelech. And hazinam madar minam b'gemar sha'amru nami asura alona avadazar v'hikshem rasha. And then we said it's avodah zara is also the leiza inyan amra is avodah zara kishibasa leskaya hello gam b'nei noach mitzu avodah zara ubiru. So what were you being mechadish to this woman? Of course you were asur biyahu the kavana al shituf a perish bezer The Rehachi Heim Am Levadav Yishkon of a Goyim Lo Yizchashev Dechibi Yisera Nadas Lano. So this is the reason why I'm bringing it down. That to show that the relationship between Klal Yisrael and God would be in a higher level, Lo Yisrael Dechibi Yisera Nadas Lano. There's a greater love for us. I'll call it Umos, Afba Mitzvah Savod Azorish and Itztavu Gam Hema, Mikol Mokom Nischavi Yisrael, in Am Kedosho Gam B'mitzvah Zu, Yosem Mehem Amashit Zvinu Gam Oshitav. What does that mean? He's going to explain. But we know, Lahalacha, it's okay for a guy to have an incorrect notion of God. So that's what I mean, they could have Shitav. Shituf is not the denial of God, it's an incorrect notion of God, but the Jew has to have the correct notion of God. V'hine al hod amru zal ba'asara mamaros nivra ha'olam parach ha'b'gamara halotes mamaros k'sibi b'parsha. What do you mean God, with 10 mamaros God created the world, but there was only 9 that was written? Umashani, they asked Bereshis and Nami Mamahi, the Bereshis, the word Bereshis also. The Hikshiba Marsha, the Hagufa Kasha, Lama Shinsa Hatara Kodesh Ato, Hamamar Hazeb Lush and Bereshis, Beloksa Vayomer. Why does it say Bereshis and not Vayomer? Betircha the Hainutam and Bishim the Shemayim Va'aretz Nifru B'machshava. The first, the Shemayim Va'aretz, was created in Machshava, Lakach. Lotsev Vayomer Elibrations Bura. The Hainushib Machshaba Bara Hashem Hashemayim Va'aretz. The Hikshib Hashem Mishmuel, right? The Sakachava Rebbe. The Adayin Higufakasha. Still is a question. The Laman Nivro Hashemayim Va'aretz Machshaba Yosef Mishan Nivram. So why was that written in Machshaba? The Teretz, the Omer Chachmichzal. Why were the angels created on the second day and on the first day? Shlo yomru michol haya mutach hashamayim midromo v'gavriyo b'tzvono. So you shouldn't say, notice that you don't want to say the malachim were simultaneously with God creating the world. Because then what do you have? You're going to have shitov. B'chein hevi arashi mamar chachmenu al haposag yom echad shelo yom reshutav ha'yi lakadosh baruch hu b'maaseh bereishis u'mavua b'gemara kol dibur sheyatza m'pi hakadosh baruch hu nivra mimena malach. Every time God spoke, whatever kevyachol, a malach was created. V'mkein b'kacha ha'yatzarach lehiyo shemayim v'aris b'makshava the ilu hoya b'diba hoya nivra mimena malach. Nice little idea. So Bereshis, the word Bereshis was a machshava. At first the machshava, the first Shemayim V'aretz was created by machshava, and the reason what is, so we would know that God is the unity of God, one God. The next paragraph. Lo kosher zu el manda amad de gam b'nei noach metuvan al hashitav, the manda ein b'noach metuvan al hashitav. So those who disagree that they're also chayiv and shitav, efshe dematzu umos ha'olam makom l'tus, they would have an ability to make a mistake. B'mash achilok, shetzivokim ba'amunah zu, shetzivam l'ha'amen b'metzios yisparach, b'lo tzivam shelo l'ha'amen b'shitav. B'yata said, on this, amru chazal, b'mesha amru nasa adam yesh pischom peh l'minim. The Nasa Adam, like the Lush of Nasa Adam, so Minim can get the wrong understanding. See that God is not him by himself, someone else helped. V'ach chuvaso, b'tzeda, b'metzich, ziv, v'yivro, v'lo amr, v'yivro. Im ken yeshama gam b'zeh, d'kivin shenimsa, l'umus ha'olam ha'amuna, al-dazeh, ha'uchacho, ha'toras, ha'kodesh, l'batal, ta'as, zem, Yisrael. Basically, we could answer that the Sama Rebbe is somewhat saying, so why did the Torah begin with Bereshis? Remember, we would say, of course you have to know the notion of God. So I think the Sama Rebbe could use to say, yes, you have to believe in a God, but you have to believe in the correct notion of God. I'll give you an example. I once heard a shiur from Rabbi Chait. And he pointed out that the members of Sodom and Gomorrah, they believed in God. Rashi points out a number of Rashi's. They believed in God. They had the incorrect notion of God. What did they believe? They believed there was a prime mover like Aristotle. They believed that there was a God that created the world. They just didn't believe that God has anything to do with the world again. His whole shear was trying to give over that these... Where did they get the notion of God? They heard about God from Avram. And God's arguing... Avram's arguing with God was a notion of trying to explain, listen, if we can't destroy them because these are, in a sense, my Talmid, then we have to save them, put them on the right derech, because then the world will have another taina against me. It was an interesting shir. You'll have to ask him for the details, but what he is saying also is that the Bereishis has to start from Bereishis, because from here we have to learn the unity of God, unity, correct notion of God. So before you say, yesterday I thought, besides the halakha, someone has to have the correct notion of God in the world, but why is it that Matan Torah has this, we always depict it as a kedushin, we always depict it as a marriage between Klal Yisrael and God. I mean, I don't know why exactly. You have to look at the.
Believe that, you know, Hashem put the Sinai over us and said, "You're taking."
So it's a beautiful notion from the Noda Behuda to explain that. I'll come back to that in a second. Remind me.
If you add up the number of people in the space they occupied and do a circle, it's much larger, much smaller. No, larger, much larger than the picking,
I don't think anyone's a shot. If they're already picking up a mountain, putting over Klal Yisrael, don't get involved in how much space. So I was thinking that that's the correct notion of saying that they say that there's a marriage, because after the Kedushin is Nisuin. What is Nisuin? There are different ideas, but real Nisuin is Yichud, the Yichud room. To be yichud, to have the idea of the ishus, of the relationship between a man and a wife, is to the exclusion of all this knowledge of the individual that no one else in the world has. To say that the Bnei Yisrael are the children of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, per se, in other words, we have this relationship, how could you not know the correct relationship? How could you believe in something more than just one God if you're so close?
Yeah.
So maybe that's the idea, but he's saying that that's a, yeah.
We all think our parents are different than what they really are.
No, but the parent, well, but here, no, it's the marriage between Klal Yisrael and God.
Or our spouses.
Yeah. In ancient times, people believed that...
It's not a great shot.
In ancient times, people believed in something called animism.
Right.
Animism, in which people believed that gods were all around them.
Right.
That the animals were also symbols of the deity, the trees, the sun,
right.
That they were all surrounded by these deities. Called animism.
Right. I don't know this. They grew to have a very incorrect notion. But I just want to tell you about the Noda Biyoda, because he answers, what does it mean? I mean, they didn't have a Chiras Chofshas when they accepted the first... when they accepted Nasa V'Nishma and they accepted the Torah. They had a Kafal and Harkigigis. If you accept it, fine. If not, here will be your Misa. So he said, what does it mean by Purim? They finally said, Kimu V'Kiblu. They were Makayim. They finally were Makabel what they were Makayim what they were Makabel earlier on. He said, the difference is, he said, during the first Kabbalah Satorah, they saw the Kodesh Baruch Hu right in front of them. So they saw everything that was there, right? So they said to themselves, I mean, how? They didn't have Bechiras Choshes. If you would see the Kodesh Baruch Hu the way they saw the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's why, by the way, Chazal couldn't understand. They said, impossible for these people to be over the Avodah Zarah. They saw the Nisim and the Flows. They saw it constantly. You can't, how can I not believe in this? Right? It's, of course they believed in it. But what happened was, and it says that the first Kabbalah Satorah, they didn't have Bechiras Chofshes. Of course they had to accept it. But by Purim, what happened by Purim? It was Hester Panim. So they didn't see the hand of God. There already, after they saw the fact that they were saved from Haman, so that already they were able to have Bechiras Chofshes. I mean, for us today, there is, we'll probably have a discussion along the way. The whole notion of today of how we treat the non-observant in today's times versus treating the non-observant during the times of the Torah, two different ways. I mean, there are so many tshuvas about accepting non-Shomer Shabbos today. Even the Maliyahs, right?
Tshuvas that we accept.
Yes. So non-Shomer Shabbos, why should they all of a sudden, why do we accept them at this point? I mean, someone who's not Shomer Shabbos, Ke'ilu Oved Avodah Zarah. The answer is they're not doing it today. They're not doing today really is rebellion against God. They were brought up Tinuk Shenishba. You know, only the original founders of, let's say, of the Reform movement, they already are some who took people off the Derech. So the original, it was so crazy, Maram Shik even had a tshuva that you weren't allowed to give a bris milah to a Reform baby. Amazing. You can't even imagine something like that. Already the next generation, they allowed it because they were considered Tinuk Shenishba. So the idea is that since we don't see the presence of God in this world, therefore you can't say that you're rebelling, you're not rebelling it, you just don't have the proper notion, you don't have the idea. So that's the pshat that he was giving, the beautiful pshat.
When you say, like, what is the proper notion of God, can you really just extract and have, like, one or two sentences summarizing it? Is it living?
No, that's why the Rambam believes, Yesoda's Leida. You have to study philosophy. You have to know. You have to concentrate to understand what's permitted and what's an impermitted understanding of God.
How about, isn't our understanding of God, our relationship of God, everything, don't we believe it's contained in the Torah, by living by the Torah and learning the Torah?
Okay, so from there, there is still from there, you have to still perfect your understanding of what God is, or what you can say about God. Because that's the whole mitzvah, like that. You have to know. You have to know what God, the story of God.
By learning the Torah.
I know, but you can still come up with wrong notions even through studying the Torah. I remember.
Yeah, but how does learning philosophy outside the confines of Torah?
All right, that's a separate discussion. Notions. The Rambam felt that they have to do it. It's not exactly written in the Torah to understand. You know, you still have to study science and so on. All right. The second piece I also think is just very nice. It's also a very big musa. There's also this whole first. I know the Rebbe every year they would just write, or he would write, whoever did it, they would write again the same ideas or the different notion. So this is page 3. This is a beautiful medrash, and we know the medrash. We'll probably come back to this medrash when we talk about evolution. Ubiemes, b'china zu kvar haschila od mereishis b'riyas ha'olam. Top. B'medrash rabba b'reishis, shakodesh baruch ha yabona olamos machrivan, bora olamos machrivan. You have a medrash, right? God created 9 worlds and he kept on destroying each world.
It's hard to understand that this one was the best.
Can imagine what the others were like.
Right?
We worked them down.
Yeah. Finally set out the
element. So the question, I mean, obviously, the question we all ask is like, the machshava, he's able to create Shemayim va'aretz. I mean, what are you saying, that the infinite made a mistake? You know, he had one idea, because yesterday in Gemara we're learning in Tzuvas. We're talking about this idea that whether Chava and Adam and Chava were Yetzira Acha, so there were two Yetziros, which God created them all together. So then he said, oh, the Machshava, they were going to be two separate ones, and then B'maisa, he made them one. So I just pointed out, so what does that mean? God had a Machshava, and then B'maisa, he did something else. He thought about it. Nah, I'm going to do it like this. So it's hard to understand, right? You know, and what do you mean? God created a world that was imperfect. Okay, I'll do it again. Imperfect, do it again. The Rav had used that just simply as a musa for us. He's going to give a very different. This is a really Hasidic notion, which one day I'm going to come back to it when we get to the words by Erev Voker, which may be sometime 2020. We'll know who the next president is. The Rav simply said, it's such a simple idea. Is it the Medrash is trying to teach us, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is trying to teach us, or this Medrash, man fails. Man fails, and he gets up, and he starts again. It's just a tough statement to us. I was watching last night, Darkest Hour, and at the end they had this something about Winston Churchill's statement, failure is not fatal, and and I forget how it was a beautiful statement, but no one had a command of the language like he did. But and he basically said, but it's not whether you succeed or you fail in essence, but you get up and you continue, you start again. That's what the Rav explains. So the Sama Rebbe introduces something else. The Armadina, namely, Vidin Lohanen. This is good and it's not good. The Evshel Rebbe's Gam Bekrosh Hischa B'Seida Habriya Bereshis Borolikim as a Shemaim. V'Yachacha Kosova Oras Haysatohu V'Vohu. The Kosha Lama Hiktem Es Hamucham. You should have said Oras Haysatohu V'Vohu Bereshis Borolikim. Right? This is what it was, and then God created. Dalom Matzchilo Haysatohu V'Vohu V'Yachacha Chayz Bereshis Shemaim V'Aretz. Just the way the Pesukim are written. V'darshas chachal mechazal yedu v'rashi nidchach tuva l'farish l'fi pshuta. U'lefi nerel yeshloma debereshes borakoi aholomos harishonas. This is unbelievable. What does it mean, bereshes bora? Not talking about this world. I'm talking about all the previous worlds. Shenivru v'gam nechervu. Shehayureshes achol haolomos she'anaroen. V'acharkach. When you're talking about this world, that starts from the second pasuk, not from the first pasuk. Yan shenechrevo v'hischil brias mechudesh. By the way, just take that idea. You could hear the hint of those who want to say evolution can fit into the Torah. The Torah doesn't talk to us about it. What do you mean? Who says Olamos mean mamish a new world? Bereshis bara lekim, meaning what? Could be. I mean, now you see that the word verbiage themselves is not exactly kaseda. This is how the world was created. But if you're introducing a medrash to explain pshat over here, isn't it possible to say that the nine Olamos is representative of the evolutionary process, and then came to this world that we know of. Not that God created a world and he, in the sense that he destroyed it and started from the very beginning, he created a world that in this world there was an evolutionary stage for whatever reason why this world had to be created. In other words, all I'm saying is, if beyond a shadow of a doubt, evolution was proven to be true, it doesn't contradict. I don't think it contradicts the Torah, but that we're gonna have a whole thing on. Yeah.
It works like something like this: the DNA that's put into animals or into plants has been designed in such a way as to change.
Right.
The designer. It's like your air conditioner has a thermostat. It gets too hot, you know, it kicks it on and so on. The DNA that we all have and animals. It's designed to change, to modify itself in response to changing conditions. That was how it was originally put together.
Right.
We don't understand that. We don't. The DNA changes itself, and to, for example, birds get longer beaks, and so on and so forth. You know, that's been.
Okay.
You know,
that's how God created the
world. Evolution.
Yep, that's called evolution, exactly. But it's because the DNA enabled these animals or these beings to change itself in response to threats. The outside threats, changing conditions.
Right. Okay.
That's how Jews got longer noses.
Right. And the designer, whoever designed the DNA, put those factors
right.
into it.
Correct.
So
okay.
They can change.
Yan shenechav v'hisla b'riyah mechudesh as b'mama hi'ar v'yirikiyah. V'akopan hi'ne mereshes k'zos etzkila ha'kushi ha'niflah ha'niskeres. Madu ha'shem kochel of nos v'chrov so forth. Okay, I understand. So why did God do it this way? It sounds like an empty gesture, an empty action. Hello, Hamagan Mereshis Achras Od Betera Masha Yotako. Hako Golav Yadulafana Vatsov Kaladoros. God's omniscience, he knows everything's going to happen to the end of time. Made Nainli, Yamad Lohanenli. So Vitzigod Alakushim, God knows. And he knows, he knows the future, so what are you doing? You know exactly what's going to happen. So why are you building and destroying? So now he's pointing and says, yeah, and God also knew about the Shviras Haluchos. He knew the fact that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. The Sham Haya Koponim Ayyadei Shagar Machet. There at least we understand we did a chait. We changed certain things the way we acted. Nevertheless, we don't say God wasted the time, that fact that he had the Beis HaMikdash. So you see, just like we don't say the Beis HaMikdash was a waste of time, so the God's creating of the world and the fact that he destroyed, it's not a waste of time. You can't say God wasted it. All of this was a preparation for this world to continue. So to raza chachmasa yeshbashi yefsher sheyakiyim ha'olam imlo ayyadei ha'olamo sarishana shenechrevu v'lo lutohu borom. Notice, there's a rationale. I want to introduce an idea from Rav Kook, maybe to explain this idea. The Maral had said something different by Erev Ayivoker. For whatever reason, this world is a world that first there must be Erev, and from there will be Boker. This is one notion. But I want to conscious of something that Rav Kook had said by Tshuva. And I think this is maybe an idea that you could implant in the Satmar Rebbe. There is an idea of Tshuva Me'ava, and there's an idea of Tshuva Me'ira. The Tshuva Me'ira, if a person does Tshuva Me'ira, so what happens? The shkagos, the zedonos nasas kishkagos, right? Your averis that you did, it's as if you did a bishogeg, a little bit less. If you do tshuva me'ava, the zedonos nasas kizchuyos, as if you did a mitzvah, which is very difficult. What does that mean? How could you do a mitzvah? And whatever you want to say, I mean, I did an avera, right? So I did tshuva me'ava. Oh, it's as if he did a mitzvah. A zechuyah. Can't say that. How can that be? It's a zechuyah. So Rav Kook explains as follows. It's magnificent. It's not that what you did was correct. You never, whatever you did was wrong, was wrong, was wrong, was wrong. The tshuva me'ava says, but because you did tshuva me'ava, you got to a certain place that you never would have gotten to before. All of those things that you did before led you to here. You just didn't realize why you had to do it. It's not that you had a hetzer to do it, but because you did that, and you did tshuva, me'ava, you were able to obtain to a certain level that maybe you couldn't get any other way. I think what the Satmar Rebbe is introducing to say from this idea is that it's not for naught. Everything that happens is for a reason. I'll give you another example as far as, let's say, by the Shviras Haluchos. This is from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik said that that the Yalkut Shimoni says that the Keren Ora, the Keren, oh, by the way, when did Ramosha Ben get the Keren Ora? The Keren Ora. When was it? From the second Luchos. From the second Luchos.
The shine.
Right. Why didn't he have it from the first one? Should have had it from the first one. By the way, you learned Shatchanis Geld. This, you know, I've talked before.
I heard.
I learned from Shatchanis Geld. You know, like, you give Shat, you learn from the second Luchos. See, this is my riot that you write a check a year from now. You see, he only got Shatchanis Geld when it worked. There is an idea.
In the Gemara, Rabbi Kelmer gave.
About what?
Does it work for you, this answer?
I don't know. I'm going to give you the answer from Rav Aaron. You can tell me, Rabbi Kellerman. So
we talked on this extensively.
Because what?
At the giving of the second luchos, Moshe Rabbeinu offered to sacrifice himself. Oh. The alternative outcome.
Very nice. Let me give you Rav Aaron's answer. It's very nice. We can work on that. But Rav Aaron says as follows. There is an idea in the Gemara, Kitcha l'shaisa, kitcha l'yasulavo. Is there kedusha to the Beis HaMikdash after the Churban HaBayis? So the first one we say, the first Barbayis, we say no, there wasn't kedusha to the Makom. But there was kedusha after the second Bayis. That's how basically Paschim. Like that's the notion today, whether we're allowed to go up to the Har HaBayis, because kitcha l'shaisa, kitcha l'yasulavo. So why is that different? Why by the first bias there wasn't, but the second bias there was? And in fact, you know, there were missing five elements in the second bias than from the first bias.
It was built knowing it was going to be destroyed.
You mean the second one?
The second one.
Yeah, but the question is, so why should that kedusha still be there? If anything, it sounds logically just the opposite. So Rav Aaron explained, he said, the difference was is that the first luchos were given to us. We didn't ask for them. Kof alehen, har kegigas. He gave it to us. You want to say he forced it on us even. He just gave it to us. We didn't ask for them. You know, we've been happy. This week's parsha, the crying becomes, all of a sudden they call us the halachas of Arayos. We could have lived without this. You don't need it. Right? Right, all of a sudden, they're giving us the Torah. The second Torah, what happened? The Dafka wanted it. When the man wanted it, it lasts forever. Mm-hmm. So that could be, that's the pshat. In other words, the Ava that we wanted, the Chuvim Ava, we wanted to do something, that's something which
not
lasts
sure
forever.
The second base, I think
yes,
we
wanted
that.
We wanted it. Yeah.
How do we know that the writing on the first set of luchos were the same as the writing on the second set? Maybe God changed his mind because of what happened down below the mountain. Moshe broke the first set, you know, and we don't know what was on
it. We had both sets.
Now, I don't even know where to begin with that one.
Yeah. We had both sets.
No, one set was broken.
He was using the same printers.
But not right. You had the pieces.
Because the first one was 15.
Kept. It was
even though it was broken.
Yeah. You're watching too many Brooks brothers, Mel Brooks movies.
He has Brooks.
It was in the
room. It wasn't how
it was. From the very start, why did Hashem create Gan Eden and put Adam and Eve there? He knew what was going to end up happening, obviously, mm-hmm. but because it's part of our development. We
right.
couldn't live in Gan Eden.
A realization.
And the fact that he put the fire, right?
Right.
We can't go back because we weren't our evolution, the way the point we're supposed to get to doesn't keep us in God Eden. That's not what the end of the plan is.
Right.
I don't know what the end of the plan is, but it's not that.
Very good. I like that shot. Very good. Right. Everything happens is for a reason. And this is how you get to the next stage. You have to go through the first stages. It's a beautiful idea from the Samaritans.
And the beginning part is we're not angels. We're not designed to live as angels. We just do
right.
what God tells us to do and live happily ever after in that sense.
Rabbi Lamb has a beautiful pshat that says, began Eidem Mikedem, in the brachas of Sheva brachas. So he says, what does it mean? What? No, it began Eidem Mikedem.
Eidem
Mikedem. No, I'm saying that's what his
child is. Oh, the what? It's Mikedem. Oh, right. The Mikedem got it. So Rabbi Lamb explains, he says, Mikedem can be two ideas. The east, or Mikedem as before. Like, what are we asking? Are we asking that, which is really the pshat of the haflah, though, are we asking to have the simcha that we were back in the Gan Eden? So Rabbi Lamb says, no, we're not asking for that. We're asking Mikedem east. East meaning, he says, after we were left Gan Eden, there was always a little bit of a conflict. But from conflict can come real Ava, real mm-hmm. Simcha. So we are looking, and from, you know, that the beginning of really of Rabbi Lam, Rabbi Kalmer has said this, you know, often. He said he didn't call a chava ha'isha shenasata, right? He got inside that they weren't so close. Ha'isha, the woman you gave me, she became a name only when they left. It was a closer level, you know. There's a little bit of friction. All right, I got off contact. I'm trying to explain why I got to Rav Aaron's upshot, but that was an answer. All right, now let's start this idea of list of matzah.
This is another case. Learn the Torah, forget the hashkafa.
Yeah.
The Satmar Rebbe.
No.
Learn his Torah.
No, you
leave
could.
Leave out the hashkafa.
Don't say that.
What's the free will in man if everything is...
Right, so everyone talks about that, yeah. What does that mean that God is that free will? I mean, man has the right. I mean, you have to go through Rambam, right? You can't say anything. It means that God knows basically your choices.
But so what?
Right.
We still make them.
We make the choices. He just knows how you think. I mean, that's the simple...
If you're supposed to get
simpleton
to point X and you have to go through A, B, C, and D... to do it, even though, and those are your choices, but you choose A, B, C, and D.
Right.
So what's your free will, man? You're getting to point X by going through those choices.
It's way beyond this year, but we gotta go through it. No, it's a good question. It's not a simple answer.
We have the free will to choose whether or not to live, to follow God and His mitzvah. That's the only real
thing. No, but he's saying God knows, if God, I mean, that's the famous question. The Rambam discusses it.
Right.
If God knows what you're going to do, so you didn't really make a free choice.
Yes, you did. You choose.
Just so you say in the end, right.
Choose.
So it's a simplistic view. The simplistic view is I know your personality so well, I know what you're going to do in the end. You're not going to surprise me. Like, I know if I'm going to make a liberal statement that you're going to jump down my throat. You're not going to surprise me, right?
But that's right. Going against what he just said before, that you do something and something else is going to happen, what you're saying about, you know, Sarah Dibros. So you can go into a very extreme situation that the Holocaust happened, because then you had Israel becoming a state. Without the Holocaust, you would not have all the learning that's happening today. The United States wouldn't be what it is with all the Torah going on. Almost every single person at this table would not have been born without the Holocaust.
Huh?
I'm saying he's saying he knows what's going to happen in terms of
right.
Going out of
it's time. It's just it's well, hard.
All right. What he's saying, God knows. Yes, God knows how we're going to choose, but based on that choice, the whole world operates. In other words, God is God. He can make things fit together in ways we can't fathom.
Right.
And the fact that history, in effect, is we make our free will choices, and then God pieces it all together in ways we can't begin to fathom so that we get to the point where we're supposed to get to. But we're still making the choices. God's just using those choices is the way that history goes forward.
We do manipulate history. But I want to show you which maybe
no, we're
very,
not manipulating history. Our choice,
well,
we don't even know where we're going with history.
We do manipulate. We change history because of the way we act.
We have no effect on the environment.
With no effect on the environment.
The environment.
Why?
I'm saying, if you're a right wing, you have no effect on the environment.
Okay. So this is a very interesting idea they're going to bring from the Maharam of Prague, which also is found in Tziv in a different way. And I want to introduce this as the, in the back of your mind, to understand what is this Lashon and Rashi, list of matam. You know, when the Umas HaOlam come up back to us and say, you're listam, you're gone over, you're taking back the land, how are you to take?
Someone, this is from the 1500s.
Yes. But that's not, he's not talking about this Rashi, he's just in general. It's a very interesting notion about history and something which Nitziv brings in. And then I want to go from here probably into the discussion of the ethics of war. Because you'll see what bothers me, but it's a beautiful notion. Ka'asher ha-dover, it's on page 4. Ka'asher ha-dover ha-tov noda me'hafcho yediyas amitas. You know something which is the opposite of what is in front of you. V'chechol ha-dvarim nikne ha-yediyah behem min ha-hefech. It's like a negative theology. You know what is true from the opposite. Kimin mara hashocha yochel ladas mara halavon. From the darkness, from black, you can see white. Shehu hafocha. V'chein kol hafocha min ha'echa nikna ha'yidiyah behefek shalom. U'muskam hu ki yidiyah sahafachim hu echad. All right. And therefore, Amru ba'arvei psachim b'hagadah machle b'gnus u'misayim b'shvach. That's what it means. Why do you have to start with gnus? Why do you have to start with all of our history in Mitzrayim? And then you go back to the shvach. If you really want to appreciate what God did for us, know where you came from. V'lama machle b'gnus, rak shem b'pnei she'en l'shevach ha'bara amitas, rak min ha'efach. To know just the opposite, what happened. So therefore, you really appreciate. V'chasher, that's the next part. V'chasher anabom levar inyan ha'golas yidi amitas. So now when I'm talking about the golas of Mitzrayim, tzarech levar erkodem hasiba legolos v'hadvarim hashayachim al golas. So you have to understand, what's the reason we have golas? V'yod sheyesh avar inyan ha'golas t'chila. Ki ha'golas ba'asma hu raya v'hochocha berura al gula. The golas itself is a proof of the gula. Zeki ain safa ki hagolus hu shino v'yitziyim en haseda. The golas, the exile itself, is a shinoi, is a change from the normalcy. Shashem yisbarach sida kol uma b'mekoma ha-ra'i lo. God created the world, that every nation has its place in the world. V'sider is Yisrael b'mekom ha-ra'i lehem, shu Eretz Yisrael. And God said, your place is in Eretz Yisrael. V'hagolos min ha-mekomam hushino v'yitzi l'gamre. And removing someone from his makom, right, is a change forever. V'chol ha-dvarim kashehem yotzim mi-makom ha-tva'i v'heim chutz l'mekom. So anything which is taken out of its natural location, they cannot stand in their unnatural state. You go back to your normal, natural state. If you're going to go into your unnatural state and you stay there, so therefore your unnatural state will become natural.
Just because you're there.
After a while, you stay in an unnatural state, that's going to become your natural state. Whatever it is.
Why?
You're going to...
You live in Europe long enough.
You're going to become a European.
Like, you're becoming European.
That's it. That's it. After generations, you're going to become... And this is your new natural state. When he says the Yevsha means it's incorrect.
That's like saying you take a fish out of water. He's going to learn to breathe air. That's not how it works. If something is natural for you, if you're taken out of your natural habitat, it doesn't mean that you have the capacity to adapt.
I think in the world of evolution, there is certain things that just become...
Just because you have the capacity to adapt doesn't mean that becomes your natural habitat. Your natural habitat is still someplace else.
Uh-huh. I hear what you're saying.
But didn't we start all together before the Tower of Babel?
Let's understand how he's explaining what that means.
Right. Right.
And listen to how he doesn't talk about that specifically, but I think he's noting it. Moshe l'zeh em tomach bi hascheluk ha'eshi ye omid ba'aretz shemukom atva'i shelohu l'mala. Something in the land you keep on is something which is natural on top. V'yata machrich also chutzum makom atva'i l'hiyos omid l'mata. And if you say the land, it's makom is to be down. But if you stay there and you keep it there, that's going to be its natural state. So if Bnei Yisrael stay in exile forever, Kim makomam haroi lehem lefi seida hamatzis liyos be'eris Yisrael, b'shus atzman v'lo b'shus acher. The natural state of the Jew is to be in an Eretz Yisrael, not subjugated by the umos ha'olam. Kim alchol davar v'davar min ha'nimtzah matzvarim yesh lehem l'chol echad maka b'fnei atzma. Every nation has its own place. Everything gets its own place. V'im hayu nish'arim begalusam li'olam hayu hadava hazeh shehu amida chusam akamat shehu bilti tvoin nasa tvoin. She'ein omi b'tzmimis rakat dvarim hatvoin. Ki hateva, the natural she'nasan Hashem yisparach l'chol davar b'davar mekayim oso ad shehu mekavim od tomid. How do you stay forever? You stay in your natural state. Im hadava habiltitva kiyim tamid gam kein afki enu kaseida chetera mitzi. Okay, uchemolchen and similar. Hapizer enu tavar that this the fact that the Jews are thrown around throughout the entire world is not natural. Ukamosha chozer kol davar v'davar al makomo kach chozer machalakim hamuvazarim hanifradim liyosek lalecha. And just like anything which is separated, it comes back together. So too, Klal Yisrael, v'dav hazeh mevul l'chol adam ashehu ben das, ki chol achalokim inyan echa lehem, v'im kein, lo mi yicholik b'nehem v'lo yisato. The man is each man. You're parts of your body. It's just one ichud, one unity. Ma'ach hashehem davar echad, l'kach kol pizor omen hiskonis yachad. It's natural to come together. Ulafichach pizo Yisrael bein ha'umos who dover yotzi min ha'teva. Shema'acha shehem uma'acha, since the Jews are one nation, roi shehiyeh omdim yachad lehiyosecha. It's right that they should always be together in one place, one nation. Kemo shetzimta kol ha'dvarim ha'tva'im einim mechulokim l'shnayim rakei miskapsim b'yachad. V'chein and also kol ha'nachalim holchem al hayam liyos miskapsim vein dover eched mischalek. Umi asher uma Yisrael, and now from the Jewish nation, uma achas b'lti mechulekas v'feredes yosem mechulu omos ro'u yushiyu miskapsim yachad. Okay. Umi zeh nira ki hapizu lohem beprat ein atvay klal. V'epshaloma shadova zehu b'shvil chet v'ov. And he can't say that they were sent out in Golus in Mitzrayim, because we did some kind of chait, so, davazehu b'lti tva'i, in the end, it is an unnatural thing to have an hapizo liyisrael. A little bit more. V'yod ki lefi seder hamatziyas ein roi shetia uma mishabedas b'acher echer. This I want you to think about when you look at Rashi. V'od ki lefi seder hamatzius ein roi shetihyeh uma mishabedas ba'acheres. Is that me? That's you. You're ringing. Okay.
Someone is out of their natural time.
Ein roi sheti, it is not natural. It shouldn't occur that one nation mishabedas ba'acheres shouldn't enslave another nation. Lahachbet ol aleha. It's unlike John Lennon. You know, imagine all the people, there are no nations, but it's not what we're saying. Every nation has its place in this world. And one nation should not be meshabet another nation. Ki Hashem yisparach bara kol uma v'uma la'atma. Every nation was created for its own place. Go through, you know, we're going to go through all the psukim. You know, you go through psukim, each one where they were. This was their land. This was their.
And that's
the
Noah.
Everyone was supposed to have their own land, their own natural state. This is better for you. This is how you create, and you shouldn't be taking over.
Are you becoming pro-Palestinian with this?
What does it have to do with it? Oh, we're going to get to that here. How we tax it. Rak Masha Roy Shiyeh Yisrael Elyon Al Goya Aretz. He says, "Oh, he's going to have to say this. We are above the others." Kasher Osam Ratzon Hamakom. Dav Ze Inyan Acher Ki Kach Roy Lefiseder Matzias Bishvil Malas. Okay, he's going to go into a different notion. But first, I want to introduce. Everyone has a place in this world, and no one should be attacking another nation to take over their land. Right? Our natural place was Eretz Yisrael. It was given to us. Why? This is the best place for us. Now comes an amazing nitziv. What does it say? Page 6. In the Haggadah. What would happen over there? Anu v'neinu m'shubadam l'parav v'mitzrayim. Ever bother you, that statement?
Sure.
We'd still be there.
Translate that again.
If God didn't take us out of Mitzrayim, us and our children and our grandchildren, we all would have still been in Mitzrayim.
We'd be running the country.
So Netziv, page 6. V'chasher anerom shemalchus omedas umalchus nofelus. I don't know if you know Thomas Hobbes. He talks about the rise and the fall of each government. It's natural. It's a natural thing. There's a rise and a fall. We know through history. Every government, Rome was here and then Rome wasn't here. Greek was here, Greek wasn't here. What? Right. They everyone had a history. One generation comes, one generation leaves. But the land itself stands forever. Right? Government comes in and government leaves. Just listen to the words. Every time I say this every year, I just rethink it. If God didn't take us out of Mitzrayim, this whole notion of history today wouldn't have occurred. Ki oz lo nidno ha-Torah li-Yisrael. Because if he didn't take us out of Mitzrayim, Torah wouldn't have given to us. V'lo ha-Yisra ha-Shkacha pratis b'shvil Yisrael. So therefore, there never would have been Hashkacha Pratis for us.
Hashkacha Pratis was dependent upon
That's what he said.
Torah.
Right. Let's just say what the Netziv says. The Netziv is saying, you receive Hashkacha Pratis because you took over my Torah. In other words, what does that mean? I'll give you an idea from the Rambam. The Rambam says most of us have an idea of Hashkacha Klolis. What does that mean? God needs a world in order for, and then there's Hashkacha Pratis. Hashkacha Pratis is like for the tzaddikim, for the individuals who are mamish leading us towards the end zone. Shame Super Bowl. They're leading us towards the end. They get Hashkacha Pratis. All of us get Hashkacha Klolis. What is Hashkacha Klolis? As long as you're necessary in order to help the movement, you receive Hashkacha. It's a very hard understanding.
Just for that.
Right.
Action.
For everything. God is, for instance, one example is given, we need 1 billion sheep in the world, not 1 billion and 1. So the last sheep he does. That's a notion of Hashkacha Klolis. Very hard notion. But what is he saying? Hashkacha Pratis is mamish for Klal Yisrael. It's because you accepted the Torah. Kemosh shenishtana ha-hanhaga mishas matan Torah. Remember in Parshas Va'era? I forget the pasuk, but basically, first he said they didn't lo nadati Hashem, they didn't say Hashem, because they used to know one notion of God, right? The others knew one notion of God, and then God, because of the geula, changed. In other words, he had more hashkacha involved in this world, because now they didn't need it, we need it. The ein puranas bali olam elu b'shvil Yisrael. So now, history has to change. Why? To save the Jew. Uchiyotzi b'zeh, umishim hachi mishtanim atam. That's why things change today. Kidei sheyu Yisrael li'olam chayim, in order for us to survive. Kidei isa b'med reshech eicha al-pasach, chadashim levokarim rabba m'nesecha, omer Rav Shimon bar-Abba, al sha'ato mechadshenu b'borkum. You change in the morning. Shemalchias ani yodim shemunascha rabba legolena. The falling of different nations ultimately is for our purpose. The roan anu es hashkachaso yisbarak l'shanos ha'itim aleihem. God, we see God giving us His hashkacha through the changes in other governments. Kidei lechadesh gam aleinu eis l'tova. In order for us to have a good time. In other words, a time that will be beneficial for us. V'chol nazeh naseh Acha she yotzana mi mitzrayim v'kibalnas haTorah v'niyenu mamleches kohanim. And this all changed after Yetzias Mitzrayim l'shmo yisparach. Aval ilu lo hotziyanu haKadosh Baruch Hu az hoya ha'olam isnaig b'teva mamash v'lo ha'isla mitzrayim li'olam mamleches feilo v'an hoyim mishibadu mitzchilas ha'olam. And had it not, we still would have been those. It's a fascinating notion. You take the Maral. I mean, it's still working on it. Take the Maral's notion and take the Netziv's idea of history. They're saying is the natural state was the world should just continue as is. Everyone has their own place in this world. No one should be taking over somebody else. And what does it mean that we would have still been in Mitzrayim? Because that's how the world should have been. All right, you see conflicts between the Maral and the Mitzrayim. How could it be the Meshabe? What gave him the right to enslave us? But he's saying is, but hold on, let me just get the thought across. History changes that governments are destroyed for the purposes of Klal Yisrael. They rise for the purposes of Klal Yisrael, and they're destroyed for purposes of Klal Yisrael. In order us to save us.
Why?
And because the Klal Yisrael, now after the Mountain Torah, is that we were given the Torah, which is the purpose of changing the Olam to perfection through Torah, through the Asiyas HaMitzvos, through bringing the world to a higher ethical structure. And therefore, everything is made for us in order for us to lead to, in a sense, the promised land. Let me say it. To lead to the promised land. So, if you go back to Rashi, the list of Matem, now you can start thinking about it. What does it mean? This is almost, it's not a, I see here of more of a theological answer. I mean, the list of Matem I want to go back to see, because especially there's a tshuva of the Chassam Sofer during the times of Napoleon to say, there is. You have to follow Napoleon's and his laws. Why? Because they have the right through Milchama to be Kovesh another, to take over another government. So therefore, we have to listen to their laws. They have the halachic right to do that. I think that might contradict some of the ideas that we're saying here. Here, what the Netziv and the Maral are trying to create, this notion is our places in Eretz Yisrael. When he says the list, when they say list, I said, what do you want? No. God gave you your place. This is our place. And we have no right to take over you, and you have no right to take over me. This is our natural state. Yours is your natural state is over there. And this notion of that. I mean, I think you can find a lot of contradictions to this, but what the Netziv is saying is that initially the way the world was created was there never should have been war. War is an unnatural state. Man should have been living together. Everyone should be living in a Gan Eden of sorts. The people of Iraq live in Iraq. The people in Syria live in Syria. No one should be trying to overtake the other. And why was it that each land, each government would rise and fall? That was necessary for Hashgacha Pratis. And the truth is, we know more than anyone else now in modern history of, I mean, I truly believe, America became the greatest country in the world. The Marmoshe used to call it a nation, what is it called, Umma Shel Chesed, was really for the Jew. I mean, America, it was necessary in order to destroy Nazism. They couldn't do it. They couldn't do it without America. And America was necessary for the Hakamas of Medina and for saving us over there, helping us. I know the Yad Hashem. But through the Yad Hashem was giving America the ability to be there for us. And that's a notion I should see in itself. Yeah, now I'll take it.
I want to extend this. This is obviously just pure
conjecture.
Any conjecture.
Right.
Is that I believe we are entering Mashiach's time very soon based upon a lot of what you're saying. We grew up in an era where there was the Cold War. It was going to be either the Soviet Union or the United States. And this was going to go on forever. And then basically, if you think about it in times of history, the Cold War ended in a sec, in like a millisecond, if you take the years of history. It was just over.
Right.
And then you look, and now America, right? Now America is supposed to become the superpower of the world now. I think whether you're left-wing or right-wing, if you look at what's going on in America, America is pretty much falling apart as a society, as a system of laws, as a system of what we have. And a lot of what's going on is that Jews are being turned off. So I think we're entering the phase where America, yes, America, which was the greatest nation in the world to Jews, is entering its decline phase. And if you look at Israel economically, militarily, and from being a light unto the nations, there's no other nation in the world that reaches out to other countries in Africa and gives aid and gives technological support. We are already a light unto the nations. So I think that we are phasing from the phase where we have gone through what we're supposed to go through in history. Everything,
right,
getting us to the point of where we're supposed to be. And that's why I believe that we are heading towards
that. And this is an advertisement with Jimmy for president.
No.